This meeting of the Pacifica National Board will come to order. And Roger, would you please read the roll, please?
All right. Dave?
Dave, not back yet.
Dave dropped out. He'll be back.
No, Dave didn't know he was muted. Dave is here.
Okay,
there you go.
Good.
Dave's here. Teresa?
Here.
Henry?
Here.
Marty, obviously, here. Sam?
Here.
Sonali? Ray?
Yes.
There's Ray. Ambrose?
Here.
Miguel? Roger Manning's here. Kalonji?
Here.
Sarv?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
Julie? Vicky is not with us. Gerald?
Here.
Wendy?
Here.
Zarina has been excused. Alice?
Here.
Carol?
Here.
William? And Donna?
Here.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if there's no objection, I'd like to move agenda item 5, which is the planning of the October meeting, including discussion on when to begin and the LSB chairs that Alice would like to introduce and what agenda items may be crucial. I'd just like to move that at the top to the first agenda item.
So moved.
Because we need to get this business done. So, no objection?
No objection.
All right. Let's go ahead and start that discussion. And the idea is that we would come in the night of the 30th and be ready to go the morning of the 1st. And I'm wondering if there's any objection to that from anybody or if anybody couldn't possibly do that.
I cannot do that. I have to come in Friday.
Okay, Donna.
That morning.
Marty?
Yeah?
This is Dan.
Dan.
As folks might know, that weekend in D.C. is the International Financial Institutions are meeting.
Right.
The bank and the IMF and so on. So it's very hard to get hotel space. I can't guarantee at this point that I can get additional space on the Thursday night. I don't want to commit to that at this point. It might be likely we can get it. It may not be. So I just want to let folks know that.
Okay. So we don't know if we could have the night before.
Yeah, I'd have to check. We're talking, you know, 17, 18, 16 rooms. So it could be a problem.
Okay.
So well,
you've only reserved rooms for Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, we have a few rooms for Thursday night, but we only have reserved a big chunk of rooms for listeners as well on the Friday and the Saturday night.
And when can you? Tomorrow morning. Well, let's imagine that we could have those rooms, and if we could, would people be willing to come in the night before and start as early as 9, at the latest 10 o'clock, except for Donna, who has a problem with
Marty,
it.
Marty, this is Teresa.
Yeah, hi, Teresa.
I'd like to put my name in right now. I'd love to share a room with someone, and I am coming in Wednesday night who's coordinating things, but I'm also looking for if someone would be willing to put me up Wednesday or Thursday night also.
All right. Well, Mark, tell me the things that you would like to accomplish as chair of the Executive Review Committee and the Budget Committee during that time.
Okay.
How much time do you believe you need? And
I will say just prior to that In anticipation of Thursday, the possibility of people coming in on Thursday, we are planning like a meet and greet at like 8 p.m. At the hotel on that Thursday night. Zarina is coordinating the whole event, but I know we have some things planned for Friday and Saturday nights as well. But Thursday would just be a meet and greet in the hotel. And kind of welcome to D.C. thing. So keep that in mind. There will be wine awaiting, if you are able to come in Thursday. With respect to the meeting itself, there are two things, Marty. With the National Finance Committee, what we're going to be attempting to do at that meeting is we're going to be presenting a fiscal year 05 budget proposal for the board to consider and to possibly adopt. What we'll be having there are discussions about all of the LSBs have looked at the budget. 4 out of 5 have already approved. We'll discuss that approval for the record. The National Finance Committee will be voting on approval on the 24th, and we'll discuss the results of that and any conditions or any kind of contingencies, statements, or whatever, and then we'll have the budget itself to look over. So we obviously need that in advance time, and that will probably take, given that all the LSBs and the PMB reps from the LSBs will have had a chance to review it, and the treasurers and the LSB chairs, I would expect maybe about half a day looking at that issue. And the other thing with the Executive Review Committee, we are supposed to be meeting in an executive session with Dan, who's being evaluated, and the consultant, Dr. Vogelsang, to discuss the results of the assessment. And he will be meeting with both of us to talk about what's been revealed in terms of the numbers and comments, et cetera, and wants to meet to discuss. And that's probably half a day with, or maybe 3 hours with him, followed by an executive session discussion amongst the board about what steps we should take next with respect to that. The second part of the Executive Review Committee, and I don't know if we'll get to it in time, is that we would like to propose for the PMB a general standard procedures for evaluations that includes the general managers and the program directors throughout Pacifica in terms of just the general sort of rules of conduct, what to do about potential conflicts of interest, et cetera. But again, I'm not certain whether the Executive Review Committee will get to that by this meeting. But that would probably, if we do that, take another 2 hours.
Okay.
So we want the whole weekend.
I see.
So I'm going to leave it to you to tell me what we can do, and then that's what we will do, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I wanted to get your bid in. And from the tech committee, Dave, do you have a prognosis on any kind of time that you might need?
Well, if we're talking about, are we talking about what was discussed about the impact of technology on the future of broadcasting?
Well, it's your committee, and I
actually
know what you feel we need to do at the national meeting.
Well, Kurt Schrell is actually chair of that committee, not I.
But he's not here.
For him. But I think the issues we may want to present to the board are issues having to do with Radio for Peace International, and then I also think issues about the impact of internet distribution, MP3, wireless internet technologies on structure of community broadcasting. Well, again, I mean, we had talked on the conference call about a larger discussion about the future of broadcasting and community broadcasting. So I would like, it would depend on whether or not that was going to happen. And if it was going to happen, then a portion of that could fit into that discussion. And if it wasn't, I would give a different answer.
Okay.
So I think...
Well, why don't you give me a minimum and maximum?
Can I ask a question first, Marty? This is Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
It's my understanding that we already were allotting time for Radio for Peace International on this agenda somewhere. Is that right?
Well, I don't have any, you know, I'm just trying to put the agenda together. So I, you know, the pieces, we do have to talk about RFPI at some
point. Now, are you talking about time during the main agenda, or are you talking about at the retreat?
What retreat?
I'm talking about the 3 days, hopefully, of meeting that we'll have, Friday,
okay.
Saturday, and Sunday, and just
okay.
What kind of time you need.
I think a minimum of an hour and a maximum of 2 hours should be fine.
All right, thank you.
Marnie?
Yes.
This is Mark. One thing I forgot, because the consultant, as part of his contract, will be coming in I think probably maybe the executive review committee portion Saturday morning might be best. I would need to know in time to let him know to make travel arrangements for that.
Okay.
Okay.
The sort of thing, you know, that I'm trying to
thank you
figure out. All right. So that would be preferable for you on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I think for him.
For him. Okay. The programming committee, has it ever met yet, or?
No.
No. We'll be spending some time on getting that going. The governance committee?
Hey, the programming committee has met.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We did. We've had one meeting, and then we just got done electing a new chair and secretary. And
hey, who's the chair of that?
Who's the new chair is William Walker.
Oh, okay.
But Donna Warren said she sent in a report from what we did at the the beginning. So at least
who's the secretary? I'm sorry. This is Roger. Wendy, the chair is William Walker, and who's the secretary of that committee?
Serene Roberts. Nobody told you?
Nobody tells me anything. I guess the secretary needs to get in touch with me.
Well, this is actually just a few hours old that we found this out. So
Then no one's too far behind.
No, thank you.
What about the governance committee? Ambrose, Carol, do you have...
This is Carol, and Ambrose, I don't know if you saw my email, but for...
Yes, I did. I came back off of travel. I've been out of the area.
Right. I'm hoping that you're able to step in as chair of that committee. Are you?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, because I didn't hear any objection from any of the committee members, and you're the runner-up, so it would be great if you could do that. As far as the report from the governance committee, there are two items that we will need to report out, and I would think we would need an hour.
Okay, thank you. Dan and Lonnie, now the budget, I think I hope that we can absorb Lonnie's budget time into that half day that Mark mentioned.
Yes.
Is that's part of that?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, and Dan, what would you like to do at this meeting? What do you need to tell us or present or whatever?
Well, we've had a number of preliminary discussions within the coordinating committee on some of the big picture issues facing the foundation going forward, and I know some of those discussions weren't actually resolved, but I still support the notion of having some kind of broader discussion around some of the multi-platform initiatives that we're talking about, which is certainly an area that the entire foundation is moving towards in all level, larger levels, et cetera. So depending on whether we're going to have a good chunk of Friday available to us, I would say that we would want a good chunk of time to talk about the future vision for the foundation. Apart from that, you know, there will be a number of different operational issues coming before the board. Station general managers, of course, will be present. The archives director is planning on being present. And so we're able to provide some status reports to the board on operations existing operations. So those are some of the areas that we've talked about in the past, and hopefully we can agendize.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, Alice, would you like to speak to the LSB chair issue?
Before we move on, there's one thing we've overlooked, and that is our...
Red Bluff, California.
Teresa, mute your phone.
We'll how do you mute the phone?
Star 6.
Actually, on the other phone,
It's the audit committee.
Board.
And
our
also
audit,
archives.
Carol, the audit committee.
Now, we had
I don't know if it's met yet, but it's their responsibility the auditor and arrange it with him. So, you know, they should be
Friday.
Talking to Lonnie and be ready to go. Or if they're not ready to go, they ought to get ready on October at that meeting.
Okay. And is there any other committee?
Yes.
Okay. Who?
Archives. If I get two more emails, we can convene next week and I propose that we have two meetings before the October board meeting.
Back into the area.
All right, and so...
And Marty?
Friday.
Yeah, Dave?
I believe we had discussed considering the race and nationality policy and the Committee of Inclusion. I don't believe we've ever had a report from the Committee of Inclusion, and I think given all that's going on, we really need to prioritize it. I had thought that the Friday session would be split between the sort of discussion that Dan mentioned about the vision going forward and the multi-platform approach and what it means for how we structure production and distribution and the other parts of the race and nationality issues.
Right. We talked about the Committees of Inclusion reports and diversity issues being addressed on that day.
Well, now I have a question about that, because there is no National Committee of Inclusion committee. As per the bylaws, each one is sort of, you know, autonomous within its own local area. How exactly do we expect to coordinate the efforts between the four semi-independent COI committees?
Well, Marty, may I speak?
Go ahead, Dave.
One of the things in response to Alice's proposal about bringing the LSB chairs to the meeting, I had proposed that we might consider bringing one or more representatives from those committees to be able to meet at that meeting. I don't know whether that's something people would consider, but the race and nationality policy was something that I believe the prior board dealt with, and it's incumbent upon us to deal with.
Marty, this is Sarv.
Sarv, yes.
I think there's another alternative, and that is that each COI committee at each station, they can also submit a report that the secretary can distribute to all the members of the PNB. Our station planned to do that this year. I don't know the other stations if they want to do it or not.
Well, I would appreciate having the contact information for the COI chairs. Maybe then, you know, or somebody else already soliciting them for a report. I think that would be very valuable.
This is Roger. I sent out a general thing about reports, two of them, twice, and to all the LSB chairs and to all the LSB secretaries and the general managers, just a pile of people. I didn't specifically target the COIs, but I was hoping that, you know, some people would take some responsibility and initiative and forward the information. I think our secretary did here. I'm not sure.
I did ask our COI to send their info, their report.
Right.
To you. Did you get it?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
All right, because we do have a written report. I'll send it to you.
Now, Kalanda, you're the chair.
I'm sorry.
CFW, right?
I'm sorry. I wasn't finished.
Sorry.
I'm almost finished, though. That's no problem. Anyway. I think, and I'm looking at the list of the COIs here. I don't know who the chairs are, but I'll specifically spam them tonight looking for a report.
At
the very least. What? I'm sorry?
Henry Stack.
I'm right.
The KPFD Committee of Inclusion has sent already a written report to the chair so that it can be part of the presentation of our chair.
Your LSB chair?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, look, okay.
Could I point something out here?
Yes, Carol.
That's actually not the way to do it. The Committee of Inclusion is not a committee of the LSB.
No, it's not.
It is a committee of the National Board. And it is required to report to the National Board and the LSB. So if you've got a written report, it would be good to send it to Roger directly.
No problem.
This is Wendy. Can I say something?
Go ahead, Wendy.
It seems to me that these five committees of inclusion should be meeting, you know, once a month or something by conference call between all of them so they can, you know, coordinate things amongst themselves. What does anybody think about that?
Samuel Kateka speaking. I agree with you, Wendy. I think that the committees of inclusion should be conferencing with each other via minimum email and at best a telephone conference. I agree.
Well, let me inform you that we have tried several times to get together all the Committee of Inclusion representatives from the station, but it happens that all the representatives are very, very busy. It happens that these representatives represent a lot of their organizations in their own particular area, and we haven't been able to get these together. Probably before the meeting, we can gather at least by email and interchange the results of the work that we've been doing in each station so that we can create some kind of unified report to the PMB.
Marty Derlin, this is Samuel Kateka. May I speak? I was wanting to offer some additional recommendations that Wendy had made and take it a step further and have the PMB, before we end this conference call, to suggest a time and a date for when the Committee of Inclusion members can meet. And for those that are busy and won't be able to attend, then they can just simply get the information from others who can attend. But I think that we should go ahead and set up a time and a date today before the national meeting.
Marty?
Yes?
This is Mark. One thing that I was hoping, or anticipating rather, is that when we get together in October and discuss the race and was it race and national policy, that one of the things we could address at that time was the PMB establishing some sort of mechanism or, you know, honorary chair or something to that effect, convening person that could take the responsibility of facilitating discussion between the five COIs. So in keeping with what Samuel said, but maybe not necessarily in the next 2 weeks, I do think that's something that we should investigate as part of our overall policy with respect to race and nationality.
Well, I wonder if I could ask you, Henry, to sort of be the point person for the PNB on this. Would you be willing to?
Yes, I will.
Get a national meeting together and make sure that we get all the reports from all the five stations.
Yeah, sure. Even if I have to call individually a member, because if we don't have the time, no matter, we'll do it anyway.
Thank you.
Sure.
Henry Kalonji is the chair in PFW.
I'm the person in PFW.
Okay, good.
In fact, they're meeting tonight.
Uh-huh.
They have meetings every other Monday. So we've been meeting on a regular basis.
Good.
Good. Buddy, this is Ray.
Yes, hi.
I remember that when this body started discussing the racial nationality issues, it was after Rafael Renteria kind of prodded us to remember that the old board had endorsed its program. I realize there's overlap clearly between that work and the committees of inclusion, but there are also differences. So we would have to find a way, I guess, to coordinate the work of those different activities. One clear difference is that the committees of inclusion, the nationality, race and nationality, was created during Pacifica Board, National Board meeting by people from all the different areas. So it already has this approach. And although we haven't had anything on paper, we haven't really had serious discussion as to how to move. I would suggest that at the very least that we copy and pass around the resolution of that particular ad hoc committee and see what we can do with it down there. And I would be willing to do that.
You'd be willing to... What?
To copy the information, make it available, and add whatever, people might think would be appropriate.
Is this the same information that we were all sent just a while ago on the meeting that was held, like, 4 or 3 years ago or something in L.A., and the Race and Nationality Initiative that came out of that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the reason I'm saying that, I think that these are the kind of issues that unless we grab the bull by the horn, they will just remain dead letters, and we just won't do anything with it.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I've got a good picture of what.
Okay.
Whoever has the train in the background, put the mute on.
Yeah, Teresa.
Yes.
If you're going to talk on the phone, you should put the mute on.
We heard you talking to somebody.
Yeah.
I pressed the #6, so I thought I was on the door.
#6.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, now, I'd like to get to the issue of the LSB chairs, because it's come up a couple times here. So now, Alice, would you give us what you...
Well, my motion you want, or discussion?
I just would like to have you state why you believe the chairs ought to be there.
I believe that the more contact there is face-to-face between the LSBs and the PNB, the more good potentially can come out of it. And like in both directions, that the LSB chairs can get a better sense of what's happening on the PNB and take it back to the LSBs. To my main concern is the empowerment of the local stations, and therefore communication, I think, is important to that end. So I do suggest that we vote in that the four LSB chairs will receive travel and lodging to attend the October PNB meeting in Washington. That's my motion.
Okay.
Seconded.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any disagreement with this?
Yeah, this is Samuel Kateka.
Okay, Sam?
Yeah, I
just a moment. I want to ask, is the other disagreement, right, Sam?
Yeah, I have a con.
I want to, okay, then we're going to go to a pros and two pros
on
a minute piece. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Okay, I think that the local station boards get enough representation by having four national directors on each local station board. So there's already sufficient contact, in my opinion. And more importantly, I don't think that we should be spending Pacifica funds lugging around all kinds of LSB chairs. I think that we have enough funding issues that we need to resolve. And I agree with Mark's earlier comment that he made several months ago, in which he said that he suggested LSB chairs come together once a year in January or at the beginning of the year. And I agree with that, but I don't agree with every meeting or every other meeting. I think that we need to have a clear standard one time a year, and this is not the year to do so.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Would somebody like to speak in favor? No?
I can, if no one else wants to.
I'll speak in favor.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
I think it's actually the reason I hesitated is because Alice has stated most of the reasons, but I don't think it's just that they're adequately represented. I think that the LSB chairs need to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an extremely important piece that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have a unique perspective on station area doings and can share that among themselves perhaps in a better way than any of us can. So I really think it's very important for them to be there.
Okay, Mark?
And we have budgeted for it. According to my looking at the budget, we have each station is budgeted travel and lodging for at least one person to come, and some have budgeted for two. And if I'm not mistaken, I may be, Lonnie, you said that the national office is paying for staff travel. So if the local budgets already include the money, it's there.
Oh, can I go on the stack? Marty, Lonnie here.
Hey, Lonnie. Okay, Mark.
Well, Lonnie, did you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I'm not aware that we put travel for LSB people in these budgets. That would be news to me. My view is...
Well, I did look at it, and I know KPFA did, and it's on the same line item for everybody.
Yeah, well, I think the line item would be local travel. There's a line item for local board expenses in most of these budgets, and that's pretty much it. You won't find much more than that budgeted. But anyway, my view is that it's not a budgeted item, number one. Number two, that the rationale for, say, LSB chairs would be similar for Committee of Inclusion chairs.
Secretaries.
Yeah, secretaries.
Not at all.
Well as the community advisory boards. So I think that that all of those various committees that are bylaw committees, and remember the LSB chairs are not bylaw committees in terms of having to do reports to the board, then maybe what we need to look at is that I think that the LSBs can do a lot of good work cheaper with conference calls, but aside from that, the bylaw committees, which do have to report to the board at some point, are an expense. So my predilection is let's be very frugal with the listeners' money.
Marty?
Yes?
I don't know how you want to... Lonnie took longer than I expected. I don't know how you want
to... Oh, and two cons, and I'd really like to vote on it, unless there's something that somebody wants to say that really has not been covered here.
Well, I do. It hasn't been covered.
All right. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, thank you. And I'm a big LSV fan, but I do agree, of course, again, that January, the annual meeting, is the best time. And one of the reasons is that the Houston meeting... Well, we brought in the LSBs, and again, only three, I think, of the five were able to attend. There really wasn't much that they could do. I mean, and there we had a retreat which they could be a part of, and that was good. But for the rest of it, for example, when we're in executive session or when we're having meetings, we're on the DS and they're in the audience, there's not a lot of, they're not sitting there with us going through these items. And to me, it's a sort of observatory kind of a thing and a lot of listening and kind of boring. I don't think that the LSV chairs necessarily need to be there in order to remain engaged with one another, and I don't think it's the best atmosphere for it because of the way the two meetings I've attended thus far have gone.
Marty, this is Dave. Let's have a vote.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, first a point of information, which is that are we going to be spending a portion of the time at the board meeting dealing with the relationships between the board and the management at a couple of stations where it's highly polarized? And my reason for asking that is that if we are going to deal with those issues, I think that's very germane since the chair is really the conduit to the manager for a lot of board activities. If not, then I'm not exactly sure what specifically they'd be coming to work with us on.
Well, I can't, since the agenda has not been completed yet, I don't know quite how to answer that. I'm going to take the priorities that I've been given at this meeting and see what kind of time we've got here. I do think that the issues you mention are important and in some cases crucial for the Pacifica Foundation, and there should be at least some time dedicated to them. Now, is there any other must be said type of comment, or can we go to a vote on this issue? All right, let's. Roger, do you want to read the roll, please?
Dave?
Abstain.
Does abstain?
This is Teresa.
Teresa?
Have we started the voting, or could I
ask
a question?
Yes, we're voting. We're now voting. Do you wish to fund travel and lodging to bring the LSB chairs to the D.C. PNB meeting?
No.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam?
No.
Sonali? Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Miguel? Manning? No. Kalonji?
No.
Sarv?
No.
Mark?
No.
Julie? Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William, Donna.
No.
The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. Which, 5 yes. And those are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 with one abstention.
What was it again? How many yes and how many no?
5 yes. 9, no. I can count it again if you like.
Okay, well, the motion's defeated.
Yeah.
Buddy, this is Ray. I'd like to offer a related motion.
Okay, Ray.
That the board recommend that the local, the LSBs find an adequate process to have a report that is representative of various shades of opinion, of the majority opinion and various other position on major issues.
That you're asking that the LSB chairs submit a report? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. in writing, and that the board urged them in doing so to include different positions within the local boards on major issues.
I second that motion.
Okay, Sam. Is there any discussion on this, or can we affirm this?
Point of information, Ray, would it be fair to say that you're asking for the written report to include all viewpoints in the LSV, basically? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if we have 10 different viewpoints, I don't know that they all have to be included, but certainly the two or three major positions on issues should be included.
So I'm trying to write this into a motion. That's what, so motion by LaForce that the LSV written reports include...
Certainly the majority position and all the major positions, all the major positions on
okay.
on principal issues.
Define major position.
Point information.
Yes, sir.
Roger, do you receive minutes of the meetings or whatever resolutions that are passed at each one of these LSVs?
Eventually, all the approved minutes from the local station boards need to come to me, the secretary, and be kept in Berkeley.
Have they been?
I don't have them yet. I have some here and there. It's another thing I'm going to work on. But eventually, yes. And I'm trying to make sure that all the individual radio stations, LSBs rather, post their minutes on the web on their websites.
Maybe the PNB can ask them to, in a timely manner, that the LSB send reports to you.
Marty, this is Mark. I need a clarification on this motion.
Go ahead, Mark.
Would that be then that each individual, in other words, we would be receiving five reports from authored by the five LSB chairs outlining the major issues before them? Is that what you're saying? Right?
On major issues by the majority of those boards.
For each of the five stations?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Carol would like to be recognized.
Carol, go ahead.
I'd like to propose a substitute motion.
Okay.
It would read as follows. It would strike the wording of Ray's motion in its entirety and substitute the following words. Each LSB chair shall submit a report to the PNB for their LSB. And any LSB member who wishes to submit a minority report may also do so.
I second that, Alice.
My motivation for that is that I think it's probably impossible for any chair to adequately summarize other people's points of view, particularly in a polarized environment. And I know from... difficulties in getting agreements, you know, even enough votes to sign off on a report, that it might just be best to have people to submit their own minority reports, any one or group of people who wants to do so.
Marty, can I have
information?
Could I be recognized?
All right, just a moment. Okay, Ray, you want a point of information?
Yeah, the question I have, would those positions, would there be a number next to the position? You know, would you enumerate, I mean, individuals within the board support that particular position? Or
anybody who wants to submit a minority report can submit.
Saying that you'll be done under their own name.
In answer to your question, Ray, if you'd let me finish.
Sorry.
If five people want to sign on to a minority report, that's their minority report.
Marty Sherlin, this is Samuel Kateka. Ray has a wonderful idea, and Carol is attempting to strike the entire motion. The spirit of Ray's motion, his related motion, was that LSB submit a report. And Carol's addition, which I think should not be a substitute motion, but an addition to the original author of the motion, Ray, should read, and those who want to substitute a minority report may do so. That should be, but this is Ray's related motion. Let's keep it that way.
Marty, can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa.
Can I be recognized?
Go ahead.
This is Teresa. I'm just a little bit confused. I thought it was a given that each chair would submit a report for each of the national board meetings.
Yes.
That is already a given.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Are you done, Teresa? This is Roger. Coming from the secretary here. It was emailed to everybody on the board. I've sent, and the two notices I sent out, I sent notice to the LSB chairs to please submit a one-page, if possible, one-page report from their local station board. That's already been sent out a couple of times, and as Teresa says, it's a sort of standard thing. So just keep that in mind, that that actually sort of speaks to more to the logic of what Carol's trying to propose at this point in time.
Maury, this is Mark. I'd like to speak on Carol's motion.
All right.
And so would I.
Hello, Alice and Mark, and then we're going to vote on Carol's motion, okay? Alice and then
Carol's
Mark.
Amendment, please.
Amendment, sorry.
And we need to, I'm really observing time and again that we don't deal with amendments properly, so I'm going to
thank you for being Robert's rules.
Thanks.
All right. Go ahead, Alice, and then Mark.
To me, what, this is Alice, what Carol's amendment creates is a situation where the chair can express his or her analysis of what's going on, his or her own report, and anyone else can present their own report in their own words. To me, this sounds potentially much better, because everyone who has a differing view than the chair on anything can say it exactly as they want. So I recommend voting for Carol's amendment. Thank you.
Okay, Mark.
I recommend against it, and I still think an amendment by striking every word is not an amendment, but I'm not going to deal with that right now.
Absolutely.
The more important thing here, I think, is the potential would be for us to have 24 reports, because there are 24 members of the LSB. I think that the chair has been elected by the LSB for a reason, and I trust the five chairs have had contact with most of them, in fact, all of them, and believe that they will represent fairly the range of opinions before them. I don't want to have to read 24 pages from each LSB, because I'm not going to. And I think we need to trust the LSB chair and respect that office. So I am against that quote amendment.
Okay, we're going to vote on the quote amendment now.
Right. Now, the quote amendment doesn't mean you're in favor of it or against it. It just says, which one would you rather vote on?
I have a point of information for Carol Spooner.
Hold on.
I have a point of information.
I hadn't quite
Go ahead and finish, Carol.
I haven't relinquished the floor yet.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Under Robert's rules, a substitute motion is stated as an amendment. An amendment is always to strike something or to add something or to both strike and add. And to clarify, I have proposed that we strike the words of Ray's motion and add the words of mine, which were that the LSB chair shall submit a report from each LSB, and any member or members of the LSB who wish to submit minority reports to do so.
Okay, thank you. Now, can we vote on this?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Roger, please.
What are we going to vote on, please?
We're voting on Carol's amendment.
We're voting on whether to substitute my amendment for the main motion.
Yes, and then we'll vote on, you know, on the main motion.
And if we vote to substitute it, then we'll vote on whether we approve it or not.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again, please, Carol.
We're voting on whether to substitute the amendment for the main motion.
In other words,
which one would you rather vote on?
Okay. Thank you.
If
Dave?
I quote, vote no.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
I vote for Kyle's.
Yeah, it's a yes.
Yes.
Sam?
No.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Manning? No. Kalonji?
No.
Sarv?
No.
Mark?
No.
Gerald?
I sound like a sandbagger, but I'm not totally clear what the differences are between these two motions.
One requires the chair to submit a report that summarizes everybody's views, and the other lets other people submit minority reports.
Well, I want people to express their own views. Which motion is that?
Carol. The amendment.
Carol.
I vote for Carol's motion.
That's a yes. Wendy?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William? Donna?
No.
The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4. four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Okay, so that tail substitute motion is or amended motion is defeated. Now, we're going to vote on Ray's, and keep in mind that the LSB chairs have already been asked for a report by Roger, a one-page report summing up where they're at.
Would
and
you read
so them? This asks them to do something in
point,
addition or different from what's
point,
already
point
been asked.
Marty, this is Sarv. Point of information.
Yes, Sarv.
Ray, could you elaborate just a little bit of what is it that you want in addition to the one-page report that they are supposed to send already?
Well, I have to restate the motion.
Yeah.
But, Secretary here, Ray isn't asking for anything more than what's been required of them. It's just that the content be more.
Actually, I am.
More than one page?
No, but the original, it's not just the length of it. The original format could assure us that, or could have a situation where only one individual's opinion is reflected, the chair's. And we know that, for example, in the case of WBI, there was some disagreement about that. But clearly the idea was to have, not what Mark did, not to have a plethora of single opinion, you know, 24 different reports, but that not only the majority view, but the major disagreement, the major position, let's say two additional positions will be presented.
So what you're saying?
Marty, may I speak?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
We're in debate on this issue, correct?
Yeah, we were trying to vote. Go ahead, we're in debate now.
Okay. My only concern is that if we specifically instruct the chair to make the report reflect views in a certain way, they might be subjected to people's objections, you didn't reflect my view accurately, and et cetera, et cetera. And it seems to me we have a chair report. I agree with the sentiment of what Ray's saying, but I also think that every chair should understand implicitly that their role is to reflect the entire board.
This is
so I don't know that we need to go beyond that and instruct them as that.
Marty, could I be recognized?
Okay, one more comment here. Go ahead.
Can I clarify something, Marty? This is Ray.
Can Calandra get on?
Go ahead.
Oh, what I wanted to say, at one point, for example, I chaired a pretty active controversial committee dealing with diversity. What happened clearly is that there was a majority position and there was a minority position. And that position, it was at the chair who decided what was put in that position. The smaller group, the five individuals who had different, who disagreed on some aspects, spelled it out pretty clearly, put it in writing, and submitted it together with the main report.
Point of information.
That would be more like Carol's. Okay, we
vote
on Ray's motion now.
There's 1 second. Information.
Ray,
is it possible that the chair could circulate what she's going to submit to the board prior to submittal? So that it can include minority and majority reports prior to its submission to the national board. It can circulate to the national their board, and then she can incorporate. Then after that, then it sends it over to the PNB. Would that be okay?
I didn't hear that.
Sorry. I was suggesting that the local station board chair, prior to sending to the PNB its report, that it circulates it to the local station board members, and then send it after it's taken care of, that will include the minority and majority report, views as well.
Well, I'm hoping that's what's happening now already, hopefully.
Oh, well. I just wanted to put it down in black and white so that, you know. But anyway, that's okay. That's
okay.
I'd like to vote on Ray's
motion. Okay.
Could you state Ray's motion, please?
Go ahead.
Motion by Forrest that the LSB written reports include majority and other major positions of their LSB.
Okay.
I have a point of order very briefly that basically, technically, it's too late for this motion at for this meeting because technically all those reports are already due. So just to keep that in mind, I guess. Okay, ready to vote?
Yes.
Dave?
Same.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Against.
That's a no?
No.
Sam?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Manning, let's come back to me. Kalonji?
Fine.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Abstain.
Gerald?
I'd like to pass for now, please.
Wendy?
No.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
No.
William? Donna?
Yes. Yeah.
Coming back to Manning is no. And coming back to Gerald.
I'd like to abstain because I'm not clear on the difference.
So yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And noes are 1. Where am I? I'm sorry. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the motion passes.
I'm sorry, what was the count?
6-5.
6 yes, 5 no.
Oh, Roger, Lonnie.
Seven.
I get seven, Roger.
Count again. I'm sorry.
Would you count again?
I will count again, because I... Oh, no. Hold on a second here. Okay, counting again. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6 yes. Does that agree with everybody?
Donna also with a yes.
Yeah, I get 7.
Really?
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, I'm going to have to call it again because I only have 6.
Why don't you just
more.
Call out the names and we can verify if you've got us. I mean, yes.
I have Teresa yes, Sam yes, Ray yes, Ambrose yes, Sarv yes.
Kalonji.
Let him call it.
I have Kalonji as abstaining.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And then I have Donna as yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then as no, I have Henry, Manning, Wendy, Alice, Carol. That's the yeses I have. Are we clear?
Yeah. All right, so... Roger, I guess you have to go back to those chairs and ask them to include.
Unless the chair wants to vote to create a tie, in which case the motion fails.
Well, it's...
Come on, abstainers, speak
a
vote.
A point of order. If she has the right, she doesn't have the obligation, she has the right.
Okay, well, I'm glad you reminded me, because I really think that we've already asked them, and I would vote against it. And, you know, if we want to put this into effect from now on, that's something we could entertain. But I think the call has already gone out.
This is ridiculous, those of you that abstain. You need to pick a side, one way or another.
Be respectful to the other directors, please.
We're moving on, folks. We're moving on.
Ridiculous.
Thank you for all your input on this meeting, and we're done with agenda item number 5, which became agenda item number 1. So now we're going to, go to the FY05 budget discussion. Board priorities, including, in particular, a discussion on central services funding for the archives, line item for board training and consultants. So, would somebody like to speak to the archives issue?
I would.
Okay, go ahead, Alice.
I consider the archives one of the most, other than broadcasting, the preeminent thing that Pacifica does. And to preserve this legacy, which is priceless throughout the 20th century and now the 21st, to me should be one of our goals, because it perpetuates the histories of many people that aren't covered in the major media, and therefore I suggest that the archives regain their 3% that they used to have but lost over the past year or so from central services, so that the amount that would have gone to them from the affiliates, that amount go to the national office, and the 3% from all 5 stations, central services, go to the archives.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
This is Mark. I'd like to speak at some point.
Okay.
This is Sarv.
All right. Who? I'd like to hear 3, 4, 3 again. So, Mark.
Marty.
Yeah.
I'd like to request that Dan address this issue too.
Yeah, I will ask Dan to address.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Please. Yeah. Roger.
I'm really not clear on what this discussion is about exactly. Are we determining things that to be included in the budget, or what are we
talking about? Our budget priorities. We want to set them before the budget committee, before the final budget comes before us. And this is one of the issues that has come up again and again.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Okay. So, just yes, Sarf.
I thought we were going to discuss the budget in fairly good detail at the October meeting in Washington, D.C.
We are.
Aren't we?
We are.
So then I suggest that we take this up at that time. We'll have gone through more analysis on our part, and then we can attend it in a better way rather than here. And there'll be more members available at that time at the board meeting. And they will have benefit of, you know, board will have benefit of more minds there as well.
I second that motion, Sarv.
Yeah. That's why I like to table it till the board meeting in October.
All right. Well, that's been moved and seconded. So,
Marty, may I speak to that?
Yeah. Let's have one pro, one con, and then vote on that tabling. Go ahead, Dave.
I think that it's... that October is too late to go adjusting the budget, that we should be getting the National Finance Committee to come forward with a budget, possibly with a couple of contingencies on issues where there's some division of opinion. But there's not time, and it's not the proper structure to go monkeying about with line items at the time when it's supposed to be approved. So I would like us to have the discussion and rather than vote to mandate or not to mandate, but to express a sentiment and ask that the Finance Committee come forth with a couple of specific contingencies on that point so that we then have something concrete we can consider at the October meeting when we vote.
Marty?
Okay.
Marsh here. I have a couple of concerns about this item, both of them, because first of all, I believe in the standing committee structure, and I think that these motions should be considered first in the National Finance Committee and have not been. And so I don't think that the special board meeting should be a kind of end-around committee. And so I'm concerned on that point, first of all. And secondly, I do think that there would be time in October because we're going to have to look at the budget. I'm not expecting the board to just pass willy-nilly whatever they're presented. I'm hoping that it will be a fruitful discussion about many assumptions, including this one, because there are two sides to this. One is the sort of set funding based on central services. The other is the $100,000 affiliate income that has been guaranteed, plus the other $70,000 coming from national. And whether that and other incentives is a better fundraising or funding formula for the archives, particularly in light of national programming needs, which we haven't even gotten to. And so I think that we'll have a much better conversation about this in October, and any adjustments that we would want to make at that time would be easy to do. Simply tell Lonnie to do them, and they'll be done. And I don't think it's something that we should be entertaining now. I think it's a little premature. We haven't even gotten to it at the National Finance Committee meeting yet. That will be Friday's agenda. But that's my opinion.
Marty,
let's take one more.
I'd like to speak on this, Marty.
Okay, go ahead, Carol. And then I'd like to vote on the motion to table. Carol has the floor, please.
Marty, can Dan, Bonnie get on?
If I can get the floor, then when I get done. My understanding is a good operating board is that a finance committee ensures that the board priorities are funded.
Right.
In order to do that, the finance committee needs to know what the board priorities are. And it's backwards for the finance committee to determine, well, we can fund this, that, and the other thing, and then go tell the board, I hope those are your priorities. It's backwards. I also do not agree that we can just meet in October and start making budget adjustments. The budget is a very intricate document. There's lots of interrelationships. We can't just, we should,